ngabe kungomvela makwaya pa manasho na moningi manje apa ni daily daily every Sunday.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Government aged to ensure that young people benefit from the revitalization of the mines on the copper belt. In African news, the new male contraceptive are shaking up conversations in Africa. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A concerned youth from Kitwe's Buzakile Township has implored the government to ensure that young people benefit from the revitalization of the mines on the copper belt. In an interview with Company Radio News, Akalumba Mwewa has noted with concern that despite the government's efforts to revitalize the mining sector, many young people are complaining about the lack of employment opportunities in their communities. Kalumba expressed a disappointment with the high levels of unemployment that he and other youths are subjected to, despite the government's revitalization of the mining sector. According to him, many youths are left roaming the streets without any form of employment, with jobs are seemingly reserved for those with qualifications.
Now what is for the mining area to a mining area, Kusakiri, but what I'm finding a KCM. Lelo Kwalimona invest valisa. Lelo Chimocho Ama Mr. Pera Shan. Shire Munafia want to report your study. The Rabana Veswa Munumushi, Tavale Ingira Machito. So it's in to teach at Ku to Sakamika Sana. So tulero mbako fekuli wa mpani chipa kwa fenga vile fene chari kwecha akalita kwa hati abantu hawa mwushi rafe na wali mnamu ina wali chula babale vengala vale wachita kwa konsida walo velole cha sana pa kupoza yo pana kwa ta grade 12 na kwa ta grade 10 na wa grade 9 wale wombakari wale womba muna nikani mpana grade 7 wale womba noti lili ya chari kwa hati opo wala chita apply kano na kwa ta grade 12.
Residents of Nshinsowa Demokushi district have expressed their satisfaction with the progress made on the ongoing construction of a 1x3 classroom block at Kalora Community School. The project, which aims at to improve access to education in the area, is nearing completion and is expected to be handed over to the community soon. Ward Development Committee Representative Freddy Shilaya has told Comrade News that only painting and the installation of doors are remaining before the building is ready for use. He described the pace and quality of the construction as impressive and commended the contractors for their commitment. Mr. Shilaya highlighted that the new classroom block will significantly ease the burden on children who previously walked long distances to attend schools in neighboring communities. Traders at Kawama Market in Dola have continued to express their displeasure over the unattended to cause to have the only ablution block at the market rehabilitated. A check at the market about a year ago by a common radio news crew revealed that the ablution block had a blocked sewer system and there was no proper water reticulation system. This time around, it has been noticed that the female's toilets are currently out of use and one of the three sinkholes is filled to capacity, forcing the traders, both male and female, to use the male's toilets. The traders have since appealed to the relevant authorities to quickly address the matter, as it may result in waterborne diseases at any point. Mpongwe District Commissioner Mwambashi Mwitwa has warned against exam malpractice, emphasizing that any form of cheating would not be tolerated in the district. Speaking during a recent visit to Machia Combined Secondary School to inspect the readiness of the Examination Center for the General Certificate of Education, GCE, and external exams, Mr. Mwitwa urged invigilators, supervisors, and candidates to uphold the highest standards of integrity to ensure the credibility of exams. He stated that those found guilty of exam malpractice would face severe consequences, including prosecution and cancellation of their exam results. The DC was accompanied by a team from the District Education Board Secretariat, DEBS.
It's about examining that level of intelligence in our learners. Yeah, so as we do that, we should attach a lot of importance when it comes to issues to do with exam malpractice. Yeah, I think we've got our colleagues from the police service. You know the implication of being found wanting to be doing exam practicing, leakage, exam aiding. Because right now I hear there's a lot of exam aiding. The leakage papers, we've managed to fight that. Yes. So we want to maintain that status quo, which we've attained so far. Because I think we've reached almost 100% non-leakage, you know, papers leaking out there.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Zambia, it's Bongo Bongo Boss Level Up time. Deposit just 10 kwacha, get free bets, cash back, even Bongo Bongo gear.
Your phone, your vibe, your Bongo Bongo moment.
It's not lag, it's Bongo Bongo.
18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business is ready. Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamena Jalandida, Ife, Pacombo Ni Reggio, Nizi.